I'm Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. Rockstar's controversial video game Bully has gotten a lot of bad press, even though the game hasn't been released yet. Florida anti-game lawyer Jack Thompson has spoken against the game, which puts gamers in control of a 15-year-old student who uses violent means to deal with bullies and teachers. Youth group Peaceaholics also held a protest against the release of Bully outside Rockstar's offices in New York City. Jane Hitchcock, president of Working to Halt Online Abuse, is the latest figure to denounce the game.
Mainly because of the subject of it, not only the name of it being Bully, but the lead character is a 15-year-old boy who's been expelled from a bunch of different schools, and you know, one can only imagine with the title of the game what that was for, and he finally goes to this new one that's called Bulworth Hall and takes on the bullies there. And the work that I do, where I speak at middle and high schools, and when I talk to the kids and the teens and find out that it was bad enough to have, you know, bullies in school bothering you, and now with the advent of the internet, now the bullies never leave them alone, and then a game like this coming out, it just struck me.
I mean, bullying is a big problem in schools, yes. Whether it's elementary school, high school. When it comes to violent games, there are plenty of violent games out there. What makes this game different than, say, other violent games that are already out there, or even violent TV shows or movies?
Well, because this game, unlike most of the other games in the same genre, most of them are targeted for adults. They have adults for characters. They're obviously fantasy or not realistic, and you know, people playing them, you know that there are no dragons in real life, and like in Quake, WoW, and in Warcraft, and other things like that. I mean, it's quite obvious that it's a game. Whereas with this one, it's taking a real life situation that happens every single day, all over the world, and it glorifies it, and that really bothers me.
Now, I've been reading on a number of message boards in regards to this story. It's been a popular topic of discussion on a number of gaming sites. And this is the common response I've seen on these boards. And I want you to give me your thoughts on this statement. If parents don't watch their kids playing the game, then don't buy it for them. You know, it's probably going to have a mature rating, so parents should know better. I mean, that's a common phrase that I see on a lot of message boards. I'd assume that this would get a mature rating, but what are your thoughts on that statement?
Well, you know, parents can't control everything their child does. They can control and set ground rules at home, but the minute that kid leaves the house, let's say, you know, they go over to their friend's house, and their friend's parents let them have the game, and, you know, they say, well, you know, my parents don't want me to play this game, you know what's going to happen, peer pressure, oh, you're a wussy, you know, play it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's one thing to try and put all the blame on the parents, but you can't. They can only do so much. And giving it a proper rating and encouraging, getting the word out, which I'm glad, you know, people are talking about it now, is letting parents know that there is a game out there like this, and they should talk to their kids about it, honestly, you know, and say, you know, there's this game out, and it's about bullying, and maybe get into a discussion about bullying, I'm hoping. And, you know, encourage them not to play it, because I don't want the wrong message to get out, and from everything I've seen on Rockstar's website, it's a wrong message.
Now, the game has received a ton of publicity because of the controversial theme of the game. You know, some people say any publicity is good publicity. Do you think all the controversy surrounding the game will get more people to actually buy this game?
I don't know. And, you know, I really thought long and hard before writing this press release, because we don't generally send out a lot of press releases. But because I do a lot of talks at the high schools, and states are passing the bullying and cyberbullying laws, and I've been involved in legislation, and it was actually a legislator down in Pennsylvania. They're in the process of passing a law right now, and they're the ones that sent me the information about the game. I had no idea there was anything about it, and I did my research. I went through the website. I checked things online. I was like, you know, I'm not sure if I like this, and, you know, and I'm not for banning it. I mean, I've never said that, and I've got, you know, the gamers emailing me saying, how dare you, and things like, it's like, you know what, read the entire press release. I am not for banning it, but I'm for giving it a proper rating. You know, I personally don't think the game should have been made in the first place, but now that it's been made, do the right thing.
It looks like Australia has given Bully the okay over there, and they gave it a mature rating, which isn't the highest rating. The highest rating is MA-15.
What is their M rating? Is it more like the P rating?
It's one below the highest. So the M rating for the Australian Office of Film and Literature Classification, that's what they're called. And it's apparently, they're notoriously strict there. Their M rating indicates that it contains, you know, quote unquote, moderate themes, violence, and sexual references. So one below the highest rating. What do you expect the rating to be here in the States?
I personally think it should be M, but at the least a T. But I'm hoping they'll go for the M because then, you know, because kids under the age of 17 are still in school and still have to deal with this type of thing all the time.
Although Bully has received a lot of hate, there are some people who feel the outcry against the game isn't justified. Justin Goldberg, communications coordinator for the National Coalition Against Censorship, supports the release of the game.
Well, I actually just saw that video, in fact, on YouTube of the Peaceaholics protest. It's worth pointing out that actually a number of the claims made in that video are false. First of all, the misunderstanding that the FCC is somehow responsible for rating video games, when in fact, just like the movie industry, it's a voluntary rating system that is itself administered by the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. Second, there's some misunderstanding about what the game contains, and that's naturally the result of people speaking out against the game before they've seen it. The gentleman in that video leading the protest, it looked like, claimed that the game would train our children to be animals, which is a pretty extreme assertion. No one has any grounds to really argue that, you know, what the game is going to train anyone to do, or whether games at all spur copycat behavior. There's no real causal connection that can be established in that respect. But more importantly, you know, as an anti-censorship organization, this is a very familiar scenario to NCAC. And it's very typical that people get upset or fight, whether it's a book, a film, a CD, or in this case, video games are really the newest front in the censorship battles. And people get upset because of a title or because some image they may have of what's going on or what it's teaching kids, and they go after it. They're the first to admit that they haven't seen the game.
What do you think about those who say kids who play Bully and are actually picked on at school will mimic the game by using these violent acts to fight back? I've heard a number of people say that, including some people, I think, in that film on YouTube.
Yeah, I we're not sociologists, and our primary aim here is to defend the First Amendment. And on First Amendment grounds, you know, Mr. Thompson's lawsuit is basically without foundation. Games are a form of speech, they're a form of entertainment, and it's a matter of the rights of the companies who produce them and their artistic and technical staff, as well as the rights of American consumers to essentially exercise their free expression rights and play what they want to play. As far as copycat violence, I mean, first of all, it's important to establish, the fact that there is no documented causal connection between violent games, or for that matter, violent films or music, and violent behavior. There's no way to separate the variables and say, you know, these people played the violent game and these many went out and attacked people. You know, the fact is that people who have violent constitutions, or people who are motivated to commit acts of violence, may also enjoy video games or violent movies, but to say that the game spurred them to commit an act of violence, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of people who watch, you know, Terminator or Mission Impossible and don't go out and bomb and shoot things. you're talking about one or two bad apples who may coincidentally have been exposed to these certain features of our pop culture, but there's no way to establish that there's a direct connection.
You mentioned movies, TV shows, other video games. Why do you think Bully has gotten such a bad reaction from the public as opposed to, you know, other games out on the market or other games that are being put out on the market, such as Saints Row, which is being released this week, or like you mentioned, Terminator and movies of the like?
Right. Well, I mean, personally, I'm very curious about the contrast between realistic depictions of violence and sort of sensationalized depictions of violence, because, you know, the amount of violence we see in films, anyone, even the staunchest free speech advocate, can say is on occasion totally extreme. And whether kids have an understanding even of the consequences of violent acts, or, you know, what the realities of war are like, for example, we're constantly bombarded with images that suggest that, you know, it's not real. I think this game, obviously Rockstar is in the spotlight after Grand Theft Auto and the legal controversy surrounding GTA. And I think, bullying is a hot topic right now. I mean, we've had violent acts committed, you know, by kids, against kids. And in fact, among adults, bullying is a matter of some importance now, as people are beginning to discuss issues like bullying in the workplace. I think there's a reason to believe that kids who are bullied or who, you know, are kind of facing pressure or abuse from other kids may in fact be prone to lash out, or, may have some issues. I think bullying is a problem. But the matter here is the game. Does the catchword bully get everyone's attention? And in this case, it seems to be true that people hear the word bully, they don't know what the game's about, they haven't seen it yet, and they're sort of turning the dogs loose and saying that we're not going to let this game see the light of day, kind of based on Rockstar's controversial reputation after Grand Theft Auto. My sense is that, I've seen a lot of writing online, people suggesting that, you know, Rockstar is trying to repair its image, or that, you know, this game is really tame. And from what I've heard about the game and the little that I have seen, there aren't any hidden surprises. There certainly isn't any mod content like Grand Theft Auto that would constitute kind of a misleading inclusion of content that otherwise wouldn't fit a rating.
Like the hot coffee incident, for instance?
Right, right. That was a PR disaster for Rockstar. And, I mean, it's an interesting case that obviously if you're rating a product, you have to be aware of every facet of the product in order to render an accurate rating, and I think they've remedied that situation, and now I guess subsequent releases of the game don't include the mod, and there's been considerable attention to that. As far as Bully's concerned, the quote violence is very low key. You know, there are things like stink bombs and these sort of classic, I mean, the sort of violence you might see in an Archie comic, this kind of cartoonish. You know, we're not talking about Lord of the Flies here. It's a kind of make-believe world where, you know, this kid's on his own and is navigating a sort of social landscape by playing tricks, by helping other kids, by standing up to bullies. What I first envisioned, and I think what a lot of people first thought when they heard the title Bully, was that, you know, here we're going to see a video game with a kid going around giving wedgies, and
that's what I thought initially. Hearing,
you know, that you're the bully, like
right.
Be the bully.
Well, I heard that. I don't know if this is true, but I've read online that Rockstar's original concept, and once that they heard that the game was receiving some criticism, They went ahead and changed the concept of the game, making the main character some sort of anti-bully or some sort of a hero. Is that true? Have you heard that?
I haven't heard anything like that, but it seems possible. I'm sure that they're concerned about the reaction their games are generating. I'm sure they know that they're, you know, really under scrutiny and very much a target for people who are, you know, would rather attack the entertainment industry than, say, spend some time finding out what their kids are doing and maybe watching the games they play and teaching them how to navigate real-world issues. You know, I think that the impulse and the way we see it expressed to censor something, again, whether it's a book, a film, a video game, it finds expression in the same ways time and time again and is primarily characterized by a fear of something new. And I think video games, particularly, in that they give a player the agency to choose their own path, to navigate, you know, how they want and really become an actor in this make-believe world, people see that as a special kind of threat. They maybe think that someone who plays a violent video game might be, you know, more likely to go do something violent than someone who just sees violence acted out in front of them in a film. Because there's no real definitive research on these kinds of things at this point, who's to say? I mean, it might actually be just the opposite case, where by being a part of the story and by exercising your free will as a gamer, you're expressing and exploring certain dynamics that, you know, ultimately might teach you productive ways to navigate certain issues, you know, that might, you know, not encourage a kid to go out and bully someone or retaliate against their bully, but might actually provide a venue where they're getting out some of those feelings and kind of coming to terms with certain dynamics.
Now, what are the chances that the game gets banned? I mean, in March?
Absolutely not. I don't think there is really any legal foundation to the challenge that's being brought. I'm not a lawyer myself. You could consult our director for, I suppose, a more authoritative opinion. You know, I just think that games, we've seen in many cases in California, in Michigan, and in Illinois, cases over the past 6 months or so, games are protected by the First Amendment. They represent not only a kind of creative expression on the part of the producers, but it's our right as consumers to play these games.
I mean, in the end, what do you think happens with Bully?
I'm really not sure. I think it would be a shame if it got a mature rating, because mm-hmm. ultimately it's a game about, you know, a 13 or 15-year-old kid. And, you know, you might call that the target audience. But you might also say that really it's a game that's meant for teenagers to play. And, you know, they might ultimately be the demographic that enjoys it. There might not be anything inappropriate for them in there.
While some groups believe Bully should be banned, history tells us that the game will be on store shelves on time. Rockstar still plans to release the game in October. However, the game hasn't been given a rating in the U.S. at this time. Australian authorities recently announced that they have passed the title for distribution with a moderate M rating. The M rating is a category below the highest rating of MA 15+. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net.